Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Margot Robbins. Margot has a business called Footsteps Unlimited. Margot, can you tell us a little bit about your tribal affiliation?
I'm an enrolled member of the Yurok tribe.
And could you tell us about your gift of plant medicine?
I became interested in medicinal plants more than 20 years ago. I think it was a gift from God the Creator. I would just be like driving along and some plant would catch my attention and I'd think, that's a medicine plant. And the first one that I actually experimented with was a pepperwood. And my friend and I was telling her about how I would just see plants and know that they're medicine plants. And so we stopped and we got out and picked some pepperwood leaves and we made tea with it and drank it. And then later I looked it up in my herb book and found out all the things that it's good for. And so I did that numerous times when I would see a plant and think that's a medicine plant. I would pick it and take it back and look in my herb book. And sure enough, it was always a medicine plant.
Did you have other people that you knew that could also help you with identifying the plants, other people who had the gift of plant medicine?
Yes, I learned quite a bit from Josephine Peters from Hoopa. She's an herb doctor. And then also my mom and I went up and talked with Rachel Knight, who knew quite a bit about herbal medicine.
Let's talk a little bit about the acorns, because that's one of the things that intrigued me. I ran into you at Potawatomi United Indian Health Services at the Christmas Crafts Fair, and you had a booth there, and you were selling acorn soup mix. And that had intrigued me, because I'd always kind of wanted to try taking acorns and turning it into acorn soup, but I had no idea how to do that. So traditionally, do you know how acorns were prepared?
Yes, I do. So acorns are gathered in the fall after the first rain or big wind, because the first ones that fall are wormy, so you wait for the second ones and after that. And then you dry them in a warm, dry place. Usually I'll dry mine by the stove. And then you crack them. And then in the old times, they'd use a mortar and pestle to grind them into flour. And then they would leach them, because you have to leach the tannic acid out, and they would do that in the sand and pour water over the acorns. And then after all the tannic acid was leached out, you put it into a cooking basket, and the baskets are made with spruce roots, and they're watertight. And then you put cooking rocks, they're shiny black rocks, into the fire, and when they get red hot, you take them out and put them into the basket that has the flour mixed with water in it, the acorn flour, and it comes to an instant boil. And you have to continuously stir it so it doesn't burn the basket. And then it just gets thick. And then you take the rocks out
and eat the soup.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Now, okay, the process of doing it just sounds so interesting. It makes me think about people who first decided that they wanted to eat acorns and make acorn soup. And I was wondering if there are any Yurok stories about eating acorns that you know of.
There are stories about the time before human people lived here on this earth. And in Yurok country, there was a race of spirit beings called the Wage. And they inhabited the place before we came there. And some of those pre-human people, they were acorn people. They came from the sky, and it's called the Acorn Maiden story. And they were told that humans were getting ready to be on Earth, and so they needed to hurry up and get ready and come to Earth so that they'd be here by the time we came. And so there was the black oak and the tan oak, and I can't remember what the third acorn was. And so they started weaving their caps because they wanted to look nice for the people when we started to gather them. And so the one of the acorns was a really good basket weaver, and she just wove her cap fine and tight. And the other one was okay and just, you know, did her cap pretty good, but she didn't quite get time to finish, so it's just a small little cap. And the tan oak, it wasn't really that good of a basket weaver and didn't have time to finish it. And then it was told, okay, it's time for you guys to go. And a tan oak looked at its cap and was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And it just turned its cap inside out and put it on its head. And then down they came to the earth. And the tan oak's cap, it was just all rough looking. And she realized that her cap was just every which way. And she said, well, my cap may not be that good, but I'm going to be the sweetest taste in acorn.
I was wondering about that because somebody had told me that the tan oaks were the best acorns. And I've talked to other people who are like, well, you really have to ask people what is their favorite acorn because not everybody likes the same kind. But everybody I've talked to so far has said tan oak.
Yeah, probably from this country. Uh-huh. If you go to other places, they might say something else. I just thought maybe it's because they don't have tan oaks.
They just don't know any better. Now, it seems like there's kind of a resurgence in Native health programs to try to get Native people eating some of these foods that were traditionally eaten. I know that there's like T-shirts that United Indian Health Services sells that are about like got salmon, got acorns, got seaweed. Seems like this really fits in with that. Has that been any of the reason why you've decided to try to reintroduce acorns?
I was actually on the board of directors for United Indian Health Service when we started talking about getting people to eat more traditional food because of the huge incidence of diabetes. And so acorns is actually a diabetes prevention. And also anytime anybody gets sick, they always want acorns, and so that's one of the things that we bring to them. We also, that's when they started the herb garden over at United Indian Health Service. And so I can't say that I did that because of it. I just sort of took what I was interested in. There's something that come fall, as all I can think of is acorns, and I just want to go out and gather them. And I don't really eat that many acorns, but some people really love it. And so I thought, well, you know, I'm going to make it available to people that don't have the chance to get out and get it. It's a traditional food and it's healthy, and it would be so good if people could just get back into the habit of eating it. And so it's an easy way to assess it now.
Now, you sell it in little packets where it's been dehydrated. So it's easy to fix because it's basically you just add it to water.
Right.
How do you prepare it to get it to the point where it's in the packages that you sell?
So crack it and grind it. I actually have a cracker that has a hopper on top, and you put them into it and turn the handle, and then it falls out cracked, and you sort out the nut meat from the shells. And then I use a hand grinder to grind it, and then I soak it under a dripping faucet overnight to leach out the tannic acid. And then in the wintertime, I will set it in a big glass pan beside my wood stove, or in the summertime when it's hot, I'll set it like in a sunny window to dry it back out. And then I just keep it in glass jars until it's time to send out orders.
It's a tremendous amount of work.
Yeah. Well, you know, when my mom was elderly and I was taking care of her, and my sister brought down some acorns like that for her, and it was so nice to be able to just make mom acorn soup anytime she wanted it. You just take out, you know, a third of a cup of the dried flour and put it in a pot and put some water in there and boil it, and you got acorn soup. You don't have to go through a big, long process. It's already ready.
Well, the acorn soup, it sounds so nice that you've gone through all this work to put it into these packages. If people are interested in buying it, how do they get a hold of you to do that?
I have a website. It's footstepsunltd.com. Also, I go to like the Salmon Festival and have a booth, or the Potawatomi Christmas Bazaar and have a booth there.
Well, be sure to stop by and see Margot Robbins and pick up some of this acorn soup, because I don't think you want to be doing this process yourself. Let Margo do it for you. Thank you so much, Margo.
Thank you.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.